It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Emery County Commissioner Kent Wilson, and we're going to talk about some great events that are coming up and an open house at the San Rafael Energy Research Center that's coming up on May 18th. Commissioner Wilson, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Grateful to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Let's dive right in. And one of the first things, anytime I have an elected official or anything like that come on, I always like to ask, how are things going in Emery County right now?
You know, what's interesting, when I first became a commissioner, I was stressed because of, you know, the war on coal, all of the news that our power plants were going to be shutting down. But here we are 4 years later, and it feels like we've bottomed out and things are heading in the right direction. So I'm excited about Emery County's future and the opportunities that are coming our way and that we're taking advantage of.
And you were saying, too, that you've got some really exciting things that are happening just this week.
Well, this morning, we're waiting now for Representative Curtis to show up, him and his staff. We're going to take him on a tour of the research center and show him what we're about. And then also next week, we have the open house on May 18th, and we're excited about that. We have about, we're hoping to get 50 students from Emery High School to come up. We're going to have three presenters. Dr. Pearson, who is the manager of the research facility. Also, Dr. Fry, who was over coal combustion department. And then Dr. Mehmet, who is over the nuclear component. And then, so that would go from 9 till noon. Then from 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock, we're going to have a public component where the Chamber of Commerce and anybody from the public that would like to come up and listen to those presentations and try to learn about the exciting news of what we're accomplishing and creating up there.
And, you know, we talked before we came on the air. I had Commissioner Conover on earlier, and he mentioned the fact that this Energy Research Center could be a game changer for Emery County. So let's talk about some of the things that are going on up there and just kind of let those that may not know what's going on and the different components of it. And then, yeah, let's invite them out and tell them how to get there and all that stuff.
So right now we've got a company that we've got signed a contract for. Their name is Alpha Tech out of Utah County. And they are ready to come down and start doing research on molten salt. And that is a critical component of doing thorium-based nuclear energy. And it's exciting. This whole thing could turn into hundreds and hundreds of jobs if their theories are proved out, and so we're really excited.
And that's really what the Energy Research Center is all about. We're testing and we're seeing to see if this process works, and if it works, we're going to make it work, and we're going to make it right here in Emery County.
Yes. This whole thing was born with the concept that Emery County for the last 100 years has been an energy county. And that's our desire going forward, whether it is coal, whether it is nuclear, whether it's hydrogen. This is a wonderful place to have a research center, and it helps to shape our future because we have energy lines going out of this area, and we want to have the next generation of power, whatever it might be. And Emery County has decided that we want to be proactive in trying to help shape that future.
And it sounds like it's going to be a great, great thing. Once again, and that contract for the molten salt with Alpha Tech, that is a big deal. It really is. I believe Commissioner Conover said it was in they've already put in orders for the salt and everything, and it's coming. And yeah, even back then we were talking about the fact that you're kind of just waiting on equipment, as everybody is, it seems like, right now.
Yes. Yep. You know, one of the things I find very exciting about this project is all of the partners we have. So you have Emery County engaged in it. You have the Governor's Office of Energy. You have BYU. We have Weber State. We have University of Utah, USU. There are just so many people that are excited about this concept and trying to make it successful. We're hoping to next go into the federal level with contracts, exploring clean energy for coal, and we're excited.
And people can, once again, you can come out and learn more about this on May 18th. You're going to have an open house out there from noon to 2 o'clock. What's the easiest way for people to get out there? Is it best to just check it out on Emery County's website, or what's the address, those kinds of things?
Just Google Emery County or Santa Fe Research Center, and it shows up on the map, and it'll give you instructions on how to get there.
It'll tell you how to get right there. This could be the future of energy in Emery County. That's what you guys want it to be, because you know we talk about it, and it always seems like we're getting threatened with plant closures and power plant closures and those kinds of things. And you know what? Hats off. Getting out ahead of this and getting this thing up and off the ground and running. This could be a really big thing, not just for Emery County, but for the whole area. And is that kind of the way you're approaching all of this?
It is. I mean, this could be all the southeastern region of Utah. It's exciting and could have profound effects upon the whole region.
All right. Commissioner Kent Wilson, thank you so much for taking out the time. Once again, open house out at the San Rafael Energy Research Center. It's coming up on May 18th from noon to 2. Open to the public. Head on out there. See what they're up to. See what's going on. And go take a look at the future of energy in Carbon County. Once again, Commissioner, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.